because I am an overseas coach, I am only able to come on a Tier 5 visa, which is a 2-year visa, hence why my contract with Surrey Storm finishes on 31st of July.
So there was no way you could nip home for a few weeks and then come back?
Unfortunately, you can't get a visa and then they apply for the same visa for the same person. So it couldn't happen that way.
I suppose in a way then it's a new challenge and it gives you a few weeks to get things in place for whoever's taking it over?
Absolutely. And I think it was a good way to do it, both for myself and for Storm. Storm had the time to be able to find a coach and for that coach to start the season afresh. And it gives me an opportunity to have a look out there and see what there is in terms of jobs with netball.
Can I ask if there's something planned?
Absolutely not. Just playing out the season, making sure that I do a really good job with Storm before I leave, and then we'll think about what the next steps are moving forward.
What was it that attracted you to Storm in the first place? And more importantly, has it been as you expected?
In New Zealand, it's really difficult to get a franchise job. Obviously, before I came, I was with Central Pulse as an assistant coach, but felt that it was time for me to have a head coach role again. And the only place that I could really look for one was overseas. And it just happened that Surrey Storm's job came up at the right time. Applied and was lucky enough to get the job here.
What do you think you'll take from it?
Plenty. I came to a country where I didn't know much about the netball. I certainly do now. But also came to a franchise that was, you know, pretty much decimated. And they did such a good job to get a team together before I arrived. And that, as a coach, is always difficult too, because you're not in charge of those players as part of the selection panel. So, you know, last season was a hard season, both personally and job-wise.
That was noted by the fans too, and there's a lot of respect from them from what you managed to do, so you'll be able to take that with you.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed my time, and my time isn't finished. I've still got, you know, 2 and a bit months with Storm. The fans have been incredible, and I've got to say, the players have been incredible. You know, I walked in, they didn't know me, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into, and they bought into what I believe in my coaching, and they trusted me, which was fantastic. And all things considering, fifth place last season was pretty good from where we had started from. But, you know, the help that I had, you know, from people around the counties, the girls, and, you know, Rhiann last year stepping in and doing a load of work before I arrived just helped me in those first few months.
And, I mean, we could go through the entire squad, but, I mean, Katie is captain, Georgia, Mickey, Yaz, Rhea. What they'd like to work with as players, how have you seen them grow and develop?
From my end, I see that they've grown so much, not just with their netball skills and the confidence, but actually as people. I hope I can go away at the end of the season and go, we have some great thinking players out there now that aren't afraid to go out there and try something, that are working it out on court and not being told that this is what they have to do. I hope that, if anything, that is what I have left them with when I leave.
Hopefully you've managed to see the comments from Ziggy's mum and Lorraine's mum.
I've been blown away by comments and emails from parents, from coaches alike. It gives me a little warm feeling that I'm leaving, knowing that I've touched some people, and hopefully they can go on and, you know, do really well in netball, whether that's as a coach or as a player or as an administrator.
Rest of the season to get over with and get on with, as it were. Pushing to get into the Final Four and Bath next.
Yeah, Bath's game's going to be super exciting, I hope. But we've been working really well. No, we don't have any English Roses in our team, and we've really had to work hard together and form a culture, form a really strong bond, which is working for us. And we had a bit of a dip against Mavericks, but came out again strong against Dragons, who beat us in that first round. So that was really pleasing. Bath are quite a few points ahead of us, but there is not a lot between a lot of teams. I mean, we've shown against the likes of Thunder and Lightning and Mavericks previously that we are there, and we've just got to know how to finish off games. And hopefully we can show that to the Surrey Storm fans. I mean, it was really nice to play at home for the first time this season last Saturday. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a win. But they've been really supportive. They've been very vocal. And they've just embraced the whole team. They've embraced me. And I'm so thankful that they have, because it was quite dark when I came in terms of no one knowing what Storm would look like. And they've supported me and the team fully throughout. Just like to send a message out to all the Surrey Storm fans that, you know, the season's still strong. I'm in it until the very end, and certainly not leaving until the 31st of July. And my mind, my body is all for Storm, Ducky Blue, and I hope you back us all the way with our home games.
I'm pushing on for that final four, all the way.
Pushing on for that final four.